Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, I'm tracking some big delays in Orange County. I'll tell you about this crash on 40 eastbound in Chapel Hill and how to get around it.
A cold front that'll bring a few isolated thunderstorms today and again tomorrow. We'll go over the timeline.
And it is a morning full of appreciation for first responders today. This is a live look inside the First Responders Appreciation Breakfast. We'll tell you about another show of appreciation that is just straight ahead and well-deserved, all of it, that they are getting that recognition today. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Ken Smith. You know what else we deserve? A break from the heat we've been experiencing.
When?
Soon. Let's go ahead and get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, tracking how today is going to shape up.
We're going to see a little bit of cloud cover that starts to fill in this afternoon. This is lunchtime, and between now and then, we're nice and sunny. But some cloud cover this afternoon and a few isolated thunderstorms. It's still going to be a hot day today, though. Before those thunderstorms develop, we'll see a high of around 93. We're going to see a repeat of this again tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms as the front finally pushes through. Today, it's just slowly edging toward us. It's beautifully clear in Fayetteville right now and feeling okay out there. 73, the temperature, dew point at 69 around the triangle. Hour by hour, our forecast again does take us into the low 90s across most of the viewing area with some increasing clouds and a chance of a few isolated thunderstorms later on today. Some of that rain could be heavy at times, but I wouldn't expect any severe level winds. Hurricane Lee hasn't changed much in the last 12 hours or so. It's moving just northwest at 7, still a Cat 3 with 115 mile per hour winds. Once it heads northward, it starts to move a lot faster and weaken also as it moves into some cooler water. Passing by Bermuda overnight Thursday night with 90 mile per hour winds, and it stays hundreds of miles off the coast of North Carolina, making landfall potentially up around Maine or Nova Scotia late on Saturday, early Sunday. Even though it'll be well off the coast of North Carolina, we're still looking at high rip current danger and some other issues along our coast. We'll go over that coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we are watching some breaking news in Orange County. A crash on 40 eastbound just beyond the Highway 86 interchange. It looks like maybe a mile or so after 86 is where that crash site is, and that's where the traffic really starts to thin out just beyond that. But approaching 86 this morning through that interchange, you're going to run into some very heavy delays. Right now, our sensors out of the Hillsboro area from 85 down to 15501 measuring a 26-minute backup. You will save some time this morning. If you use 86 leaving Hillsboro down into Chapel Hill, you can continue into Chapel Hill from there, or you can take Weaver Dairy Road out toward 15501 and pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of that crash and those significant delays. The backups begin all the way back around the New Hope Church Road area in the Hillsboro community. Taking a look at Raleigh right now, still watching this crash on 440 westbound right around Yonkers Road, still seeing about an 8-minute delay on 440 westbound from 87 out toward the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Then it clears up pretty quickly heading towards Six Forks Road. Also still watching some backups on 87 southbound through Knightdale this morning, although it's starting to ease up a little bit, now measuring just a 6-minute delay on those sensors. Not bad enough to consider an alternate route at this point. Elsewhere around the triangle, watching delays in both directions of 885 in Durham right now. Northbound and southbound traffic seeing about an 8-minute backup overall.
Thanks, Brian. Counselors are on hand at Northern High School in Durham after scary moments caused the school to lock down yesterday. Students were shaken by a violent fight, and WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from the school. This was a scary situation for a school that just opened a week ago. Laura?
Yeah, well, just imagine the scene, Jeff, right when those students are seeing the flashing police lights, EMS, and of course, law enforcement rushing through the school buildings here. That's exactly why today Northern High School will have counselors on campus to help walk through some of those emotions with students who are sitting in class trying to get back to a normal day of school. Take a look at some of that scene from yesterday where you can see the increased presence of law enforcement at the school when it went into lockdown. Investigators say a fight broke out, which led to one student getting stabbed by what's believed to be a knife. The sheriff's office detained three students for questioning, but no one was taken into custody. Aaron Roper picked up his son as soon as the lockdown was lifted.
I don't know what changes that, you know, can be made. I mean, I think the administrators have done an excellent job thus far. But the problem is not at administration level, it's at the home level.
And he did tell us that his son was actually telling him he didn't want to come back to school today. As far as the student who was stabbed, he was taken to a hospital. This morning, we are still working to learn more about how he's doing. We're also pushing for more answers in regards to the juveniles involved in the fight and if they're going to face any charges. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
Well, happening today, UNC students and activists plan to rally together in an effort to combat gun violence. It comes 2 weeks after police say a doctoral student shot and killed a professor on campus. The group, Raleigh Boots on the Ground and UNC students, will protest outside the legislative building today. They're demanding lawmakers take action and put an end to the gun violence epidemic. That rally is set for 1 this afternoon.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WREL Breaking News Tracker in Knightdale, where crews are working to fix an overnight water main break. It happened here on Lawrence Way. Crews sprayed water to clear the surface of the road after the break created a thick layer of mud and debris. Lawrence Way, between Clay Hill Drive and Stone's Landing, will be shut down until around 1 this afternoon, while crews locate exactly where the break is and fix it. A nearby Sheets gas station is without water this morning as well. I'm working to learn if this break is connected to that issue. I'll stay on top of this story and keep you updated. In Knightdale, Brett Neese, WREL News.
Raleigh police are looking for your help tracking down a driver who they say hit a person on Glenwood Avenue. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night. This happened near Rembert Drive around 10:30. Officers say the driver was in a red pickup truck, and we're told the person who was hit was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. If you know anything about this incident that could help the investigation along, you're asked to call police. This morning, the state will officially take over child welfare services at Nash County DSS. That decision took county leaders by surprise yesterday. This is all happening after a WREL investigation into the deaths of two children in the department's care. In a letter to county leaders, the State Department of Health and Human Services said, quote, Nash County has been slow to respond in critical situations. The department also said concerns about safety planning have continued, creating a substantial risk to children and have led to children being harmed.
I'm not happy this happened, but those two children need justice. And if, like I said, if the state needs to take it over, we need to support them to get it right.
It is not clear how long the state will run the county's child welfare services. If you go to WREL.com, you can read how state and county leaders are responding to this story.
Pennsylvania State Police say escaped inmate Danilo Cavalcante has been spotted again, and he now may have a weapon. Authorities say Cavalcante was last seen about 20 miles north of that prison there in Chester County where he escaped from. An alert was sent out to residents around 1:45 this morning, telling them to stay indoors and lock their houses. Following a report, he broke into a home and stole a rifle. This is the first sighting of Cavalcante since this past weekend. It's been nearly 2 weeks since he escaped from that prison there in Chester County. Cavalcante has since changed his appearance, shaving all of his facial hair, as you can see from these photos. We also learned earlier this morning all schools and offices in that northern Chester County school district are closed today because of this ongoing search.
This morning, two ways to get a special breakfast for first responders who keep our community safe. Two local Chick-fil-A's are giving out free chicken biscuits as a token of appreciation. And WREL's Kelsey Coffee joins us this morning. Kelsey, this is all just part of a bigger show of support for our first responders.
Jeff, good morning. It sure is. First responders can get free chicken biscuits at two Chick-fil-A locations here in Raleigh. This location is the Falls Village location where first responders can come and get their free biscuit. The Capitol Boulevard location is also participating in this as well. This is part of the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce's annual thank you to first responders. The Chamber is hosting their annual First Responders Appreciation Breakfast in conjunction with this Chick-fil-A giveaway. More than 400 first responders were expected to come out there this morning, and the crowd is already there. That event is underway, and the Chamber will honor several of those first responders at the event with awards for their heroism.
The business community can come together and really say thank you to all of our first responders for their work, their sacrifices, not only to keep us safe, but to keep our community strong.
And if you're a first responder that's watching at home, you have until 10:30 this morning to claim your free biscuit. And if you come, all you have to do is either be in your uniform or bring your ID. Now, Ken, Jeff, I will say that this may be one of my favorite assignments that I've done at WREL because I get a chance to get a biscuit.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. I think she got the feel-good assignment of the morning and a tasty one of that.
Look at the cars lined up there, first responders coming in. And Kelsey, thank you so much. The sad part is that all the stories at that appreciation breakfast and everything else, they all change.
Yeah.
They're all new after a year of the good that they do and the people that they save.
Yeah. I want to give you a live look now at that First Responders Appreciation Breakfast. Of course, that's Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin speaking right now. You can watch this appreciation event online. Our own Dan Haggerty is emceeing that event as well. WREL is a proud community partner. Again, you can watch it online at WREL.com. Lots more to share with you in this 8 o'clock hour coming up. New York Jets fans wondering just how long Aaron Rodgers will be sidelined. What we know about his injury after he was sacked the first time he took the field as the Jets QB.
Plus, it too may be illegal for some young people to be out late in Fayetteville and the other town near us voting on this same curfew issue tonight.
I'm following a cold front that'll finally push through our area late tomorrow. In the meantime, it'll bring us a chance of some showers and thunderstorms both today and tomorrow. I'll walk you through the timeline of those storms.
Coming up on 8:15 right now, blue skies over Raleigh. This is a live look from our WRL LiveCam Network Natural Science Museum right there. As you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We have a few other views we could give you from around other neighborhoods. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that.
And it looks good everywhere. We'll take a look at Chapel Hill, courtesy Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, Fayetteville, some dappled sunshine on the sidewalk there on Hay Street in front of our newsroom. And over in Apex, looking beautiful, as well as Goldsboro. So it's a nice start out there, certainly. Coming up over the weekend, it's likely to get a little bit breezy as Hurricane Lee passes us by. But we're not likely to see any real impacts here. Along the coast, though, we'll see some rip current danger and other issues, which we'll walk through. Right now, it has winds at 115, moving northwest at 7. That's very little change from the previous advisory at 11 p.m. What happens next is the storm starts to pick up forward motion. It moves faster late Thursday night, passing by Bermuda as a Category 1 storm with winds at 90 miles per hour, and then potentially making landfall up around Maine or Nova Scotia late Saturday night. The center stays hundreds of miles off the coast of North Carolina, but again, we will have some impacts. It is going to weaken shortly. It's still Cat 3 now, but watch what happens. It drops down to Category 2 and then Category 1 as it moves over the cooler water. And we say from Franklin because Franklin took the same path and moved very slowly off the coast of North Carolina, churned up some of the colder water that was deep in the ocean. And of course, that cooler water will make these storms weaken. The warmer the ocean surface temperatures are, the more fuel and the faster they develop and the stronger they are. So for us, as it moves by this weekend, really starting tomorrow, we can begin to see some coastal flooding, some beach erosion, and some life-threatening rip currents, and that will continue through the weekend. Take a look at Margo and another wave coming off the coast of Africa. Margo doesn't look like much of a big deal. It could become a Cat 2 in the next day or two, but it just becomes a tropical storm in the North Atlantic and dissipates. But the next one coming off the coast of Africa, definitely worth watching. There's no real consistency with the computer models about what it's going to do, but in the general direction it's headed, we'll keep our eye on it closely. We have our cold front crossing the Mississippi Valley out ahead of it. A couple of isolated storms, especially here across Kentucky and Tennessee. We could see a few of those this afternoon, but the front itself doesn't move through until tomorrow. This afternoon, after lunchtime, we start to see a little bit more cloud cover building across the area and the potential for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. The coverage doesn't look huge for us. By Wednesday, that front moves in. That's 8 a.m. And then that will become a boundary for some isolated storms, especially in our eastern counties during the day Wednesday. The coverage on this version of future future cast is a little bit less than what we were seeing yesterday. So we're looking at a 30 to 40% chance today and again tomorrow. And then after that, a nice dry period. So you may have to pull out the sprinklers, but a lot of us are going to be loving this weather. Looking at 81 Thursday, 83 Saturday, 70s potentially for Friday. And the morning lows are really going to be what's so delightful. There'll certainly be a drop in our humidity, and I'll show you how much it drops by the end of the week. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:17 right now, and it looks like they have cleared this crash in the north part of Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, right around the Highway 86 interchange. You can see where a lot of those delays have started to ease up. Still seeing some lingering backups, though, on 40 eastbound between Hillsboro and Chapel Hill, measuring a 17-minute delay at this point. You still might consider using 86 as a good alternate route for the next little while till they can get everything cleared up. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we are seeing some delays building right now on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex, heading into Cary. Also some backups on 40 westbound through South Raleigh. There's a report of a minor crash at Rock Quarry Road on 40 westbound, and then as you get down toward the South Saunders Street interchange, another minor crash. Not really seeing where those are creating big problems. What we're looking at this morning appears to be just the usual congestion backups that we see at this point in the morning commute. Just south of downtown Durham, watch for a crash on 55 right around Riddle Road. Not seeing any big delays there. Also still seeing some sluggish traffic on 885 southbound right around the 147 merge. They are clearing that crash from 440 westbound right around Yonkers Road. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay, though. An 11-minute backup overall on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue. Starting to see a little congestion as you head out toward Wade this morning. Coming in from Garner on 40 westbound. Right now you're in pretty good shape heading up to the Beltline split.
New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers will undergo an MRI today after suffering a potentially major injury just minutes into his first game with his new team. Rodgers went down on just the fourth play with the Jets, his new team, when he was sacked by Leonard Floyd of the Buffalo Bills. He was helped off the field by members of the Jets medical staff. They put a boot on his foot and carted him to the locker room there. The team fears this may be a serious injury to his Achilles tendon, which could put him out potentially for the rest of the season. He's 39 years old, playing in the NFL. Now, despite losing their quarterback, the Jets were able to send their fans home happy. Rookie Xavier Gibson stunned the Bills by returning a punt 65 yards for a touchdown in overtime. So this is a walk-off special teams play, a 22-16 win. It's just the third time in NFL history a game has ended on an overtime punt return touchdown.
Yeah, what a game. Well, a citywide curfew for anyone under the age of 18 will be the topic of a special meeting in Fayetteville on Monday. This comes after people spoke out against a youth protection ordinance during last night's city council meeting. The ordinance would make it unlawful for young people ages 16 and 17 to be in any public place from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays and 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. on weekends. The curfew would go into effect for kids 16 and under at 11 each night. Leona Williams argues lawmakers need to speak to the people who will be affected by the decisions before moving forward with a vote.
Ask and talk to the young people and see how they feel and see what they would rather want.
Well, that special meeting will be happening Monday at 7 p.m. Council members will talk about whether to modify the ordinance or throw it away altogether.
Town Council in Nashville, Nash County, is voting tonight on whether a youth curfew should be put in place there. That curfew would be in effect from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. for teens 14 to 17 years of age. For kids 13 and younger, it would be in place from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Town leaders say they have gotten many reports of young people looking in cars and committing vandalism during late night hours. Today, solid waste workers in Durham will start collecting garbage again after a week-long strike. On Monday, striking workers said they'll go back to work for the citizens. Over the weekend, the city had contractors help pick up some trash. Workers say they are overworked and underpaid, and they are asking for a cost of living increase as well as a $5,000 bonus. City leaders say they are continuing to meet regularly with workers about this issue.
Well, today a new program will launch in Durham County that will provide free Narcan to the community. Starting today, a vending machine that dispenses free Narcan will be available 24/7 in the lobby of the Durham County Detention Center. Narcan is a treatment that can help save lives from drug overdoses. This is part of a partnership between the Sheriff's Office and Durham County Public Health.
New versions of a Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 booster shot could be available in the next few days. This comes after the FDA gave them the green light on Monday. a CDC advisory committee will talk about the new formulas today. If that group and the CDC director sign off, pharmacies and doctor's offices will have permission to give people the shots. Novavax says it also expects to have an updated vaccine this month.
Well, Thursday at midnight, that's the deadline to avoid a possible strike if an agreement is not reached between the U.S. Auto Workers Union and some major car makers. GM, Ford, and Stellantis automakers are the big three that may be affected. A strike against all three companies could be more than $5 billion hit to that economy after just 10 days. That's according to an eliminate from the Anderson Economic Group. Financial experts say if a strike does happen, there are two questions to consider: which automakers are affected and how long this shutdown will last.
I think there's going to be an ample supply of vehicles for at least a number of weeks, if indeed a strike or sort of the worst possible outcome does present itself.
Industry analysts say it comes down to inventory and what kind of car you're buying. There's still a shortage on most popular models, but if you're flexible, you will have options. We have a new multi-million dollar American Ninja Warrior winner.
And that was just the most amazing feeling in the world. I've been training for that moment for the last 8 years.
Yeah, we'll hear more from Vance Walker and his amazing story.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We do hope you're having a good morning and for another warm day, but we've got some fall temperatures ahead. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner at the W. Severe Weather Center with how our day is shaping up.
Yeah, let's take a live look at Chapel Hill. Looking beautiful. There's been a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning, but not much. Plenty of sunshine. That sunshine's going to warm us up quickly. But right now, it's 72 in Fayetteville, 68 in Lewisburg, 70 in Irwin, and in Rocky Mount. So it feels fine out there. We have a cold front that will approach us today, and that's going to bring us a chance of some late afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Not likely to be severe, but a few of those could produce some blustery winds and possibly some heavy rain. It's going to be fairly hot before those storms arrive. We'll see a high this afternoon of 93. Brian?
8:27 right now, and we're watching some delays around the triangle this morning. Let's start off with those backups we've been tracking in Orange County on 40 eastbound. That crash right around NC 86 in Chapel Hill has cleared. Still seeing some lingering backups, though, coming in from Hillsborough. Consider using 86 as a good alternate route. On 440 westbound, an earlier crash around Capitol Boulevard and just our usual congestion, now adding up to a 9-minute delay overall from 87 to Wade Avenue. And on the south side of Raleigh, watch for a couple of minor crashes on 40 westbound around Rock Quarry Road and also around South Saunders Street, about a 12-minute backup showing up on sensors.
Raleigh police are trying to track down a driver. Officers say hit a person on Glenwood Avenue. It happened near Rimbert Drive around 10:30 last night. Officers say the driver was in a red pickup truck. The person who was hit was taken to the hospital with non-life threatening injuries. If you can help, call Raleigh police. Next on Fox 50, we'll check back in with Elizabeth tracking the tropics, see the latest track of Hurricanes Lee and Margo. And up next on Today, Matthew McConaughey stops by the Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a cold front that could bring us a few isolated thunderstorms late today and again tomorrow. I'll show you how much rain we might see.
A community on edge here in Durham after a student was stabbed during a fight at this brand new high school. Just ahead, I'll explain the steps the district and school is taking today to make students feel supported.
Who wouldn't want one of these? A free chicken biscuit. How two Raleigh Chick-fil-A locations are making that happen today for the people who risk their lives to save ours.
Yeah. I would. You would?
Absolutely. Oh, don't ask twice.
So well deserved, though. And so glad you're here with us on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. Thanks for making this part of your routine here as we get things going on our Tuesday morning. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A pleasant start here. Yeah. We have some things down the road we'll be talking about.
Yeah, we do. We take a look at Futurecast. And right about lunchtime, we'll start to see some of those big puffy cumulus clouds potentially helping to start a few isolated showers. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The coverage isn't great. great, but we could see a few of these showers producing some heavy rain, a little bit of lightning, not likely to see winds that reach severe criteria, but this is likely to continue overnight. We may see a repeat of it again tomorrow afternoon as the front itself actually moves through. It's nice and quiet out there right now. This is a live look at Fayetteville with sunny skies, 73 degrees, our temperature in the triangle, our dew point 69. So it is going to be a warm and somewhat sticky day today. We'll see a high of around 93, but that's close to yesterday. Yesterday's high was 92, so not a big difference. Not a big difference really with what's happening with Hurricane Lee. In the last 12 hours, we haven't seen much change. Winds still at 115 miles per hour, moving northwest at 7. But over the next 24 hours, it's likely to pick up forward speed and actually start to weaken too. It moves into some cooler ocean temperatures, which will allow it to weaken. Looking at a Category 1 storm as it moves past Bermuda late Thursday into early Friday, could be 90 mile per hour winds. It is still likely to be well off the coast, hundreds of miles off the coast of North Carolina, potentially making landfall as a tropical storm late Saturday night around Maine or Nova Scotia. And of course, even though it'll be off the coast of North Carolina, we're still looking at rip current danger for days, starting tomorrow all the way through the weekend. We may have some other coastal issues as well. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Well, counselors are on hand at Northern High School in Durham after a scary situation caused the school to go on lockdown yesterday. Students were understandably anxious after a fight broke out. WRAL's Laura Levine explains how this scary situation at that school that just opened just last week.
As you can imagine, this incident that happened here at Northern High School really struck fear and worry for families, especially parents and students. Now, one parent we spoke with, he tells us that his son did not want to return back to campus today. That's exactly why they're going to have counselors here after the traumatic scenes, seeing the police and EMS rush inside the school building doors. Let's show you a look at that scene from yesterday where you can really see the heavy response from law enforcement surrounding the brand new high school when it went into lockdown. Investigators say a fight broke out, which led to one student getting stabbed by what's believed to be a knife. The sheriff's office detained three students for questioning, but no one was taken into custody. Superintendent Dr. Pascal Mubenga ensured parents the district took proper action against all involved in the fight.
We're able to apprehend those students. They are with us, and we're doing everything possible when it comes to discipline and the law enforcement. They are also involved to support us in this.
And as far as the student who was stabbed, they were taken to a nearby hospital. We're still working to learn more about how they're doing today. We're also asking more questions in regards to the juveniles involved in the fight and if they're going to face any charges. Laura Levine, WREO News in Durham.
Happening today, UNC students as well as activists plan to rally together in an effort to combat gun violence. This comes 2 weeks after police say a grad student shot and killed a professor on campus. The group Raleigh Boots on the Ground, along with students, will protest at the NC General Assembly. They're demanding lawmakers take action and put an end to the gun violence epidemic. That rally is at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Just into the WRAL Live Center, two Republican sources are telling NBC News that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plans to formally endorse an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Now, the House Speaker plans to tell members this week that it's a logical next step of the GOP-led investigations that's been going on for months. The impeachment inquiry would provide additional legal power for the House investigations into the Biden family. They're looking for bank records and other documents from President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Knightdale, where crews are working to fix an overnight water main break. It happened here on Lauren's Way. Crews sprayed water to clear the surface of the road after the break created a thick layer of mud and debris. Lauren's Way, between Clay Hill Drive and Stone's Landing, will be shut down until around 1 this afternoon while crews locate exactly where the break is and fix it. A nearby Sheets gas station is without water this morning as well. I'm working to learn if this break is connected to that issue. I'll stay on top of this story and keep you updated. In Knightdale, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Raleigh police need your help tracking down a driver. Officers say hit a person on Glenwood Avenue. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene last night. It happened near Rimbert Drive around 10:30. Officers say the driver was in a red pickup truck. We're told the person who was hit was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, if you know anything that could help, call the Raleigh Police Department.
Today, solid waste workers in Durham will start collecting garbage once again after a week-long strike. On Monday, striking workers said they will go back to work for the citizens. Over the weekend, the city had contractors help pick up some trash. The workers say they are overworked and underpaid. They're asking for a cost of living increase and a $5,000 bonus. City leaders say they are continuing to meet regularly with workers about this issue.
We're waiting to see whether an expansion of legalized gambling will be included in a $30 billion state budget that may be passed this week in the General Assembly. As we take a live look now at the legislative building, Republican lawmakers haven't come to agreement on whether to include gambling in that budget. Legislative leaders want the budget to include authorization for four new casinos and video slots statewide. But some social conservatives are opposed to that idea and say they won't vote for the budget if gambling is included. Monday, Governor Cooper reiterated he hasn't seen the budget and that gambling legislation should be considered separate from the spending plan.
It is a morning full of appreciation for first responders. Two local Chick-fil-A's are giving them free chicken biscuits for those who risk their lives to keep our community safe. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains it's bigger part of a bigger show of support for these first responders.
First responders can get a free chicken biscuit today at two Chick-fil-A locations here in Raleigh. One is the Falls Village location where we are right now, and the other is the Capitol Boulevard location. This is all part of the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce's annual thank you to first responders. The Chamber is hosting their annual First Responders Appreciation Breakfast in conjunction with this Chick-fil-A giveaway. More than 400 first responders were expected to be in attendance, and the crowd is already there. That event is underway. The Chamber will honor several of those first responders at the event with awards for their heroism.
The business community can come together and really say thank you to all of our first responders for their work, their sacrifices, not only to keep us safe, but to keep our community strong.
Now, if you're watching this and you're a first responder, you still have time to get your free biscuit. Those free chicken biscuits will be distributed until 10:30 this morning. All you have to do is wear your uniform or bring your ID. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
And here is a live look at that first responders appreciation breakfast Kelsey was just talking about. Dan Haggerty is emceeing this event right now. You can watch this event, the awards ceremony. All their families are there in Raleigh. And WRL is a proud community partner of this event. You can watch it live right now on WRL.com.
Breaking news now. Pennsylvania State Police will give an update around 9:30 this morning after swarming a community in North Chester County there in Pennsylvania after convicted killer and escapee Danilo Cavalcanti was spotted. Authorities say Cavalcanti was last seen about 20 miles north of that prison there in Chester County. Officers say he may now have a weapon. An alert was sent to residents around 1:45 this morning telling them to stay indoors and lock their houses. Following a report, he broke into a home and stole a rifle. This is the first sighting of Cavalcanti since this past weekend. It's been a couple of weeks since he escaped from that prison there in Chester County. All schools and offices in that school district today are closed because of this ongoing search. Well, time now, coming up on 8:40, one 18-year-old ninja warrior is now $1 million richer. The inspiring story from Vance Walker and the obstacles he overcame inside and outside of that course.
Plus, today we'll get our first look at the brand new iPhone 15, a new feature it's expected to have, and where you can watch it unveiled live.
And headed to break, we want to take you outside and give you a live look at sunny Clinton this morning. There's a chance for storms tonight. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking when and where those storms can show up. Welcome back at 8:43. A pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers up there in Chapel Hill. You're waking up to a sunny day, rather warm day today again, but we're in for some storms later on today. Let's go ahead and check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center, with another sunny location.
That's so pretty out there right now. We take a live look at Southern Pines. This is Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Very quiet on the course right now. We do have the potential for a few late day showers and thunderstorms both today and tomorrow. Once that front moves on by, we're going to see some absolutely gorgeous weather Thursday all the way through the weekend. Right now it's 73. Our dew point is 69, and it's going to be a hot day. We hit 92 yesterday. We'll climb to 93 at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 93 in Raleigh, 91 in Durham and 94 in Fayetteville this afternoon. Our normal high is 84, so these temperatures are well above normal. But with the front coming through and a better chance for some showers and storms tomorrow, we should hold it into the mid-80s. And then after that, we're going to open the door to some delightful feeling air. Nice drop in humidity, nice drop in temperatures Thursday through Saturday. Sunday into Monday, the temperatures start to climb a little bit, but we still shouldn't get into the steamy feel that we're going to see today and tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, we're into the comfy zone in terms of our muggy meter, and it should feel great. The mornings are going to feel refreshing. Our normal low is 64. We'll see this 61 on Thursday, and then into the 50s on Friday and Saturday. I know there are a lot of folks that like to get up and exercise early on Saturday morning. That's going to feel wonderful with the mid-50s. A cold front will sweep through to open the door to that cooler air, and along with it, we'll see a few isolated showers and scattered thunderstorms, especially this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. And then once that front moves on by, it will feel much cooler. Here's the front right now. There is some rain along it, even a few isolated storms out ahead of it across parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. That will shift eastward into our area this afternoon, but the thunderstorms won't be widespread. We're nice and dry and clear this morning. We'll roll it through to lunchtime, and after that, we start to see some clouds developing and a few isolated storms between, say, 3 and 5 o'clock. Notice the coverage doesn't look very great across our area, but one or two of these cells could produce some heavy rain and possibly some lightning. That could continue all the way until midnight, and then, of course, we're looking at another round very similar to that for tomorrow. Hurricane Lee, the 5 a.m. advisory, didn't look a whole lot different than the 11 p.m. advisory from last night. Moving northwest at 7, winds at 115. Now, it will likely pick up some forward speed in the next 24 hours or so, passing by Bermuda as a Category 1 storm, around 90 mile per hour winds, and then potentially making landfall up around Maine or some of the Canadian Maritimes, and be several hundred miles off the coast of North Carolina as it moves past us. But still, we could see some rip current danger, some heavy surf, some beach erosion, some coastal flooding starting tomorrow all the way through the weekend. We do have that chance of thunderstorms, about a 40% chance today and tomorrow. But once that front moves on by, it's going to feel fantastic. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows are in the 50s. We do start to warm up a little bit by Sunday, but generally, at least for the next 7 days, temperatures are out of the 90s.
A lot to look forward to, Elizabeth. Thanks. Well, voters in Lee County are heading to the polls today for municipal elections. Polls open around 6:30 this morning. They will remain open until 7:30 tonight. Voters need to go to their assigned polling places. You can find that information at the State Board's Voter Search or Polling Place Search. Make sure to bring an ID or an acceptable form of identification.
Roseville police ticketed two people for distributing anti-Semitic flyers throughout neighborhoods in northern Wake County. According to court documents, both Richard Young and Joseph Chitto were charged with littering. Police say they recklessly littered Ziploc bags with rice, beans, rocks, and anti-Semitic flyers, leaving them in people's driveways and front yards. Officers used security footage from homes in the neighborhood to identify the vehicle and the people. Local leaders say the messages on the flyers are not representative of the community.
We can't stop them from putting out their materials. They're entitled to their free speech. However, we don't have to tolerate their bigotry.
District Attorney Lauren Freeman says there could be more charges brought against the men. She also says they've also been talking to higher authorities to decide if federal charges can be filed in this case.
On news this morning, a Florida man is being called a hero after pulling another man from an SUV moments before that vehicle caught fire. The dramatic rescue caught on camera. Take a look at what we're talking about here. The rescuer was on his way home Sunday morning about 4 when he saw the crash. He didn't think twice and jumped out to help that driver. You can see him pulling the guy out of the vehicle and carrying him away. Now, the SUV eventually caught fire. Florida Highway Patrol say they suspect the driver who crashed was impaired. That driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and then booked into jail.
Well, parts of the Northeast are underwater this morning after the storms that they've had there and the flooding. Look at this. This is a live look right now at a massive sinkhole. This is near Leominster, Massachusetts. And you can see the severe storms brought loads of rain through that area, left behind flooding in Massachusetts. City officials in Leominster declared a state of emergency there due to the rising waters, and now they're dealing with that sinkhole. And fire officials say a lot of vehicles got stuck. People had to be rescued. Schools there are closed today due to all this damage.
Well, the American Red Cross says its blood supply is dropping to critical levels and is declaring a national blood shortage. The organization says the nation's blood supply has dropped by about 25% since early last month. It says the low donor turnout and climate disasters like Hurricane Idalia have led to a shortfall in donations. Now, people interested in donating can schedule an appointment on the Red Cross website or just call the toll-free number 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Hey, if you consider yourself a night owl, a new study has found that you have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. A study found people who stay up late are more likely to have unhealthy diets, exercise less, smoke cigarettes, and sleep less. A nurses' health study examined data from more than 60,000 nurses who found and night owls who found a 19% increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Previous research found links to obesity and heart disease.
You'll never believe which roller coaster was just crowned the best steel coaster in the world. If you guessed a Fury 325 at Charlotte's Carowinds, you'll be correct. Yeah, that's the same coaster that raised serious safety concerns early this year and had to be shut down for repairs after these images of a cracked steel beam emerged. It was given the honor by Amusement yesterday for the seventh year in a row.
A bit of a shocker there. An A-list star heads to Broadway, and a global superstar will release new tunes and much more. Ashley Dvorkin has the latest from the Hollywood Nation.
The King of Atlantis teases J-Lo returns to music, and Adams will take center stage in the Hollywood Nation.
Rachel
McAdams makes her Broadway debut this spring. The Oscar-nominated actor will lead the new play, Mary Jane, playing a single mother dealing with an impossible family situation. Previews begin at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater April 2nd, 2024. An opening date will be announced later. Jennifer Lopez is back with new music. According to Billboard, the global superstar is dropping her first new album in 9 years called This Is Me Now. The record is being released under her new publishing and recording deal with BMG. It's expected to arrive soon. And Warner Brothers released the first trailer to Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. The sequel features Jason Momoa reprising his role as the DC superhero, who will be facing off with Black Manta, played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. The sequel opens in theaters December 20th.
And the sports world is reacting to quarterback Aaron Rodgers' injury that he got during last night's game between the New York Jets and Buffalo Bills. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes weighed in with a tweet about the injury and needed to use the edit button after this one. He forgot a little comma in there. He first tweeted, "Hate that man, praying for the best." Without the comment, it caused some Twitter users to raise an eyebrow. I think we all knew what he meant, right? Mahomes was able to make fun of himself for the mistake. Tweeting then, knew I was going to need the edit button on here one of these days. Hate that for you, man. You know.
Yeah, that comma was important in that tweet. Let's put it that way. Well, for the first time in the show's 15-year history, the third time, rather, NBC's American Ninja Warrior has a million-dollar winner. 18-year-old Vance Walker from Tampa, Florida, conquered the last stage of the finals course, an 80-foot rope climb that had to be done in 30 seconds. Boy, Walker did it, beating out fellow ninja Daniel Gill's time. But even then, Walker still wasn't guaranteed the million-dollar prize. He had to wait out the final two of eight ninjas trying to make the same climb, but both of them came up short.
I realized that I was going to win the show, and I just broke down crying. I fell to the floor, and that was just the most amazing feeling in the world.
I can only imagine. It was Walker's third time in the finals, and his win comes years after he was told as a child he might not walk because of cerebral palsy.
What an inspiration there. In just a few hours, Apple is set to unveil its new iPhone 15. It is said to feature its biggest design change in 11 years, a USB-C charging port. The change will allow users to charge the iPhone with cables made by other manufacturers. Say it isn't so. Wow. The new iPhone 15 will debut at Apple's Wonderlust event in California headquarters, 1 p.m. our time. You can watch the event live on Apple's YouTube page. As we head to break here, we'll give you a look at the winning NC Education lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic for you next.